May 23rd, 2018, so about 7:48 a.m. And I'm gonna try to do two quick recordings this morning for notes. The first one I want to address very briefly. I recently watched a movie, and I've been kind of thinking about what I can get done in 10 or 12 minutes during a video presentation on each of these. Well, what I concluded was I didn't want to try to introduce any more than about three concepts in any given presentation. It's to present. It's basically, it's you're sharing. It's kind of like offering to give, to share a gift. But what I realized, I was going through some of my notes, and what I realized was the written notes offer, they're a lot denser, meaning it's a lot more detail, and there's a eloquence, a flow that an author can achieve in written form that would be much more challenging to do in a voiced presentation. For one thing, it's the time constraint, of course, but it's a whole other thing to be able to share that much detail in a way that is capturing to the audience or the potential audience. So, anyway, in this movie, there was, so it's kind of funny. It was the professor, it was Economics One, what he called Economics Prime in the movie. And what I realized when I was watching it was during the lecture portion, I think what he, I mean, there was only very short examples, a few minutes at the most. It was mainly about building the character and plot for the movie itself, but it seemed to me that the emphasis that the professor's character was making was upon the work that they would do outside the classroom, studying these or following, ingesting, so to speak, spending time in the study guide that he had authored. So it made me start to think that the time in the lecture hall was really about just introducing the concepts, introducing the material, and maybe, again, it was very short outtakes, but I'm trying to draw upon my own experience in that kind of environment. It was maybe to start to draw or make connections between the different concepts so that the students would have a chance at a better understanding of the big picture of how these different concepts fit into the big picture of the, because he kind of talked about the number crunching part, which, addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division, pretty much, if you had basic mathematics, you could master the number crunching part of economics pretty quickly and easily, but the social economic structure of contracts and agreements and understanding all the different ingredients or moving parts, components or functions that are factors in a good economic, as he would say, or he said, as a like a good economic indicator, moving target, constantly, in flux. And so that was a much more complex level, above and beyond the basic mathematics of economics. It was taking those simplistic, that simplistic layer of balancing the book, so to speak, of computation, and then overlaying it with the human factor of the social economic system and the relationships that are brought about by economic, financial, and legal instruments, and the dynamics of the and the dynamics of the relationships, the social economic relationships. So anyway, it made me think about my material and realize that during the presentation, 10 to 12 minutes, it's just a matter of being able to orient, introduce, and or somewhat orient the listener or the viewer, the participant really, that's to somewhat orient the participant to first to introduce the concept and then to orient them to how the concept connects. And this kind of comes down to, it's the correlations, it's the connections. This comes down to that second presentation of the connect the dots puzzle and the jigsaw puzzle, the connect the dots scheme. And there's a lot of overlay in that with mutually supportive and adaptive, and it goes back to the points of the standard of measure and the references, the standard references that our lives revolve around, and the anchor points for our lifelines, which serve as a tether, both to limit what activities we'll engage in. That goes back to what Tolle said about the means can corrupt the end. They serve to guide us in our actions, our values, ethics and morals. And then lastly, there are fulcrum points that we can leverage against. But primarily in that section, whether, the fully scalable model is I chose as the connect the dots, and I also referred to that as a constellation of concepts, or the jigsaw puzzle, where you're that's with boundaries, it's framed. I talked about, family, friends, community, your career, it's so these are it's it kind of falls under the many operational platforms. So it's a stage, and it's bounded, meaning there's a set number of factors, of participants, like it could be a unit or a division in a corporation. Could be marketing, it could be production, but again, when you start to fit the pieces together, it's all about the big picture emerges. An image emerges, and in an awakening awareness, that big picture is an expanded consciousness. So this is really what that is all referring to, and what I realized was, okay, so just introduce the concepts, refer to other concepts that concept relates to, it correlates to, it's mutually supportive and adaptive with. Try to minimize the number of new concepts to three in each presentation, and use it just as that, just as an introduction and an orientation to it. Provide the MP3 companion file, but not a transcript. What I realized was, instead of a transcript, it would be a more detailed treatment of that particular, of the material for that particular presentation, and in a study guide form. That's authoring that study guide form separate from the lecture portion. So anyway, that's pretty much all I wanted to get done. Signing off.